All the programmes in the Lifespring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.
Hello and welcome back to the Lifespring Family Bible. So good to have you with me today. My name is Steve Webb, your host. Today is episode number 169, and we'll be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 13 through 15. Let's begin. David consulted with his military officers, including those who led groups of 1,000 and those who led groups of 100. David said to the whole Israelite assembly, "If you so desire and the Lord our God approves, let's spread the word to our brothers who remain in all the regions of Israel and to the priests and Levites in their cities so they may join us. Let's move the ark of our God back here, for we did not seek his will throughout Saul's reign." The whole assembly agreed to do this, for the proposal seemed right to all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor River to Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Judah to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who sits enthroned between the cherubim, the ark that is called by his name. They transported the ark on a new cart from the house of Abinadab. Uzzah and Ahiah were guiding the cart while David and all Israel were energetically celebrating before God, singing and playing various stringed instruments, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they arrived at the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah reached out his hand to take hold of the ark because the oxen stumbled. The Lord was so furious with Uzzah, he killed him because he reached out his hand and touched the ark. He died right there before God. David was angry because the Lord attacked Uzzah, so he called that place Perez Uzzah, which remains its name to this very day. David was afraid of God that day and said, "How will I ever be able to bring the ark of God up here?" So David did not move the ark to the city of David. He left it in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom's family and everything that belonged to him. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David along with cedar logs, stonemasons, and carpenters to build a palace for him. David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and that he had elevated his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. In Jerusalem, David married more wives and fathered more sons and daughters. These are the names of children born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Bealiada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of all Israel, all the Philistines marched up to confront him. When David heard about it, he marched out against them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. David asked God, "Should I march up against the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord said to him, "March up, I will hand them over to you." So they marched against Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. David said, "Using me as his instrument, God has burst out against my enemies like water bursts out." So that place is called Baal Perazim. The Philistines left their idols there, so David ordered that they be burned. The Philistines again raided the valley, so David again asked God what he should do. This time God told him, "Don't march up after them, circle around them and come against them in front of the trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the trees, then attack. For at that moment the Lord is going before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." David did just as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. So David became famous in all the lands. The Lord caused all the nations to fear him. 1 Chronicles 15. David constructed buildings in the city of David. He then prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "Only the Levites may carry the ark of God, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of the Lord and to serve before him perpetually." David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring the ark of the Lord up to the place he had prepared for it. David gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the descendants of Kohath, Uriel the leader and 120 of his relatives. From the descendants of Merari, Asaiah the leader and 220 of his relatives. From the descendants of Gershom, Joel the leader and 130 of his relatives. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the leader and 200 of his relatives. From the descendants of Hebron, Eliel the leader and 80 of his relatives. From the descendants of Uziel, Amminadab the leader and 112 of his relatives. David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, along with the Levites Uriel, Asahiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab. He told them, "You are the leaders of the Levites' families. You and your relatives must consecrate yourselves and bring the Ark of the Lord God of Israel up to the place I have prepared for it. The first time you did not carry it. That is why the Lord God attacked us, because we did not ask him about the proper way to carry it." The priests and Levites consecrated themselves so they could bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel. The descendants of Levi carried the Ark of God on their shoulders with poles, just as Moses had ordered according to the divine command. David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint some of their relatives as musicians. They were to play various instruments, including stringed instruments and cymbals, and to sing loudly and joyfully. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, one of his descendants Asaph, the son of Berechiah, one of the descendants of Merari, Ethan, son of Cushaiah, along with some of their relatives who were second in rank, including Zechariah, Jeaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micniah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the gatekeepers. The musicians Haman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play the harps according to the Alamoth style. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micniah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah were to play the lyres according to the Sheminith style, as led by the director. Kenaniah, the leader of the Levites, was in charge of transport, for he was well informed on this matter. Berechiah and Elkanah were guardians of the ark. Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiel were also guardians of the ark. So David, the leaders of Israel, and the commanders of units of 1,000 went to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom with celebration. When God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was wrapped in a linen robe, as were all the Levites carrying the Ark, the musicians, and Kenaniah the supervisor of the transport and the musicians. David also wore a linen ephod. All Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant. They were shouting, blowing trumpets, sounding cymbals, and playing stringed instruments. As the Ark of the Lord's Covenant entered the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked out the window. When she saw King David jumping and celebrating, she despised him. Well, this was certainly a great day of celebration. And why do you suppose Saul's daughter despised David? Well, come back tomorrow and you just might find out. Thank you so much for being with me today. You may have noticed that the last couple of days have been delivered somewhat late to you. I'm feeling somewhat under the weather, and so it's really kind of thrown my schedule off. If you care to, I would certainly appreciate your prayers. As you know, my goal is to do an episode every day so that we don't get off of our schedule. And so, Lord willing, that's exactly what we're going to do. So until tomorrow, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you. Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com, or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at LifespringMedia.com. Thank you.